Raise your hand if you do Facebook marketing now. Raise your hand if you spent $100 on Facebook marketing. $200. Raise your hand if you spent $10,000. Let's go big, go home. I knew you guys did. I get targeted by you guys all the time. To be fair, if you don't know Justin with Oklahoma Shirt Company, I'm actually a subscriber of Oklahoma Shirt Company. I've never been to Oklahoma. I just love you guys. So I wear the shirt. So $10,000. Anyone spent $5,000? Everybody's hand went down. Okay. Raise your hand if you have a consistent campaign that you do on a regular basis on Facebook. You have a marketing strategy for Facebook. One. We got a long ways to go. All right. So maybe this is not irrelevant for you. Let's talk about how Facebook works, okay? Facebook is a business and their objective is to generate profit. Is that your objective too?
Yes.
Yes. Whoa. Is that your objective too?
Yes.
Okay. If not, we can go down to Starbucks and just drink coffee because we're here to make money, all right? Their business model is to generate profit. How do they do that? To keep people on the platform as much as possible. And how do they do that? By showing ads that get clicks. Here's the deal. If you don't click an ad, Facebook doesn't make any money. They started out free. That was great. They got you hook, line, and sinker, right? Like a bad drug. They got you. You checked it like the refrigerator, knowing nothing's in it, but you still open the door. You get in there. You're like, man. And they're like, hey, look at these ads. You're like, hey, I haven't seen that product before. And you start clicking. You ever been down that rabbit hole? You're on Facebook, you're checking your feed, then you see an ad, you're like, well, I never used that product before. I have never used a scalp massager while shampooing my hair. And you click that and you're like, well, look at this product. And you're like, oh my gosh. Next thing you know, you spent $200 on Amazon for nothing that you originally clicked. Just me? Okay, just making sure. But that's how they make money, all right? To keep you on the platform, to show ads that get clicks. And if they get clicks, then, let me click that. How, they have to make sure the ad is good. So here's the deal. How does Facebook determine if an ad is good? It's called click-through rates, all right? Number of clicks divided by number of times the ad is displayed equals your CTR percentage or your click-through rates, all right? Personal or business click-through rates runs this world. Every single day. Amazon thrives off of it. I feel like we talked about Amazon way too much, by the way. But we keep going back to them. Walmart runs off of it. Best Buy runs off of it. I bought something at Best Buy yesterday in the airport because I was in the airport for 11 and a half hours just waiting on my plane to get there. And I ran out of battery, and all my cables were in my suitcase, and so I went and spent $80 on a power bank at a Best Buy kiosk, put my email address in, and guess what I have been getting today? Yep. Facebook marketing for Best Buy. It runs this world, and YouTube. Let's talk about two advertisers. Advertiser A showed an ad to 100 people, two people clicked. This gives you a CTR of 2%. If the advertiser pays Facebook an average of $1 per click, how much money has Facebook made?
$2.
Very good. Number two, advertiser B shows an ad to 100 people as well. Five people click. CTR equals 5%. If advertiser pays Facebook an average of a dollar, then the revenue Facebook makes off of 100 people is how much?
$5.
Who is Facebook going to show, whose ad is Facebook going to show more?
BD.
Why?
Making more money.
But why is it making more money?
More percentage.
More percentage. It's got a higher content. It's a better ad. It's more relevant. People are resonating with it. The more comments, the more engagement, the more clicking you do, Facebook will do this. And Facebook could even offer this ad right here at 75 cents a click and still make more money than the other person that only had two clicks. And that's how that works. And oftentimes, Facebook will charge advertiser B 75 cents and then can boost the other person that only got two clicks $1.25 and now they're even making more money. Dang, Facebook. It's all about click-through rate. It's all about relevancy. It's all about how good your ad is to make sure that you're talking to the right person. I just talked to a man just a second ago, and he was like, I keep getting ads from a shop right down the road. I'm already a customer. Do you ever see ads and you're like, we missed that one? Hey, come do yoga. No. I am not your target market for yoga, all right? I'm just not. Eating bacon? Absolutely. There's a bacon, I got targeted for a bacon fest, and it was like preaching to the choir. I'm like, hallelujah, I just keep clicking. I love it. I'm hoping bacon comes through this screen. All right? So advertiser B will always win. Advertiser B will always be showed more often, and advertiser A will always spend more money per click.